It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with our Friday Forum. For the next several weeks, we'll be talking about the big races in the March 20th Illinois primary. This month, we're talking with NIU political science professor Scott Schraufnagel. Welcome back, Scott.
Glad to be here.
Last Friday, we talked about the Republicans and Democrats running for governor. You listening right now can read about that at WNIJ.org, but do it later, because today we're talking about the primaries in a congressional district which covers half the WNIJ area. I'm talking about the 16th. The incumbent is Republican Adam Kinzinger, who's been quite safe in this heavily Republican district. In 2016, he faced no opponent in the GOP primary and no opponent in the general election. This time, he faces Jim Marter in the primary. Scott, how worried should Kinzinger be about Marter?
Well, this election is shaping up to be possibly competitive in the general election. The primary election, I would imagine, will go to Kinzinger. Marter represents a more extreme element within the Republican Party, which does turn out at a higher rate in party primaries, and so that works to his advantage. But again, people are going to be strategic in who they choose to vote for, and Republicans in that primary are going to want their best chance in the general election, and I suspect that's going to sway votes in Kinzinger's favor.
If Kinzinger didn't face a primary opponent last time, but now does, that must be a sign of some dissatisfaction among GOP voters in Illinois 16, no?
Well, that's right. I mean, Kinzinger is noted for having gone on MSNBC and speaking out against Donald Trump in the 2016 election cycle. He's since been moving more to the right, saying nicer things about President Trump, probably because of this primary challenger. You know, the incumbency advantage has been shrinking, and there's been a nationalization of politics over the last, say, three or four election cycles. But to say the incumbency advantage is shrinking is not the same as saying it's gone away. Kinzinger will still have considerable institutional advantages, staff and so forth, that Marter wouldn't have.
On to the Democrats. They are Beth Vercolio Osmond, Neil Mohammed, Sarah Dady, and Amy Murray Briel. Which of these candidates is getting the most support from key primary voters, progressives, and union members?
Well, right now there's not a lot of polling for this particular primary, so it's really a guessing game. We don't know who really is ahead. Neil Mohammed is an interesting candidate in that he's got local connections. His mother was a secretary at NIU. His father was a Pakistani immigrant. He's been a hospital management consultant and very well-schooled in issues of healthcare policy and so forth. Sarah Dady runs her own law firm and focuses a lot on immigration law, and so she would be very well-versed in those sort of issue areas. A third candidate is Amy Murray Briel, probably the more moderate of the candidates, at least based on her website. She's a soccer coach, you know, wants to fix Obamacare, not advocating for like a single-payer healthcare system the way Muhammad was. And then lastly, Beth Vercolio Osmond, she's a sustainable farmer in Ottawa. She enters the race late, collected all the signatures she needed in just a few days, it appears. But, you know, usually those entering a race late are at somewhat of a strategic disadvantage. We would imagine that these candidates would be networking in the community for a year, 2 years even out, you know, from the time they're going to run. Just as soon as Donald Trump won the 2016 presidential election and people began to speculate that it might be a good year for Democrats, you know, some of these candidates would have started their networking initiatives.
Who are the candidates raising the most money in this primary?
Right now, Muhammad, I believe, has the most funds as of December 2017. Dady also has considerable money. You know, when it comes to raising money, I mean, I think the interesting story here is the crowded field. So as you noted, no opponent for Kinzinger in 2016. We know right now that 1 year out, so November of 2017, there were 400 Democratic candidates nationwide who had raised at least $5,000. That's double the number of Republican candidates who had raised that amount in 2010, the last sort of wave election where we had turnover in the majority control of the House. 162 Dems in 82 GOP districts right now have at least 100,000, double the number of GOP candidates again in 2010 at this stage of the game. You know, Republicans who are thinking strategically are going to want to hang on to this seat and support Kinzinger in the primary. If Marter were to win, I suspect they're opening the door to a possible turnover with a Democratic candidate being successful.
Yeah, I have heard some experts saying that this could be another wave election year like 1994 or 2010, but this time for Democrats. Looking ahead to November, what kind of turnout would Democrats need to have even a chance at flipping this district, Illinois 16?
In order for Democrats to take this, I think it would have to be martyr, and then it would have to be reasonably high voter turnout. But, you know, when we say it's a safe Republican district, those lines were drawn now, what, 7, 8 years ago? And so, you know, it's a dynamic population. People don't stay put. And so as people move around, you know, the dynamics of the partisanship of each and every district is fluid. And so we don't know exactly how safe it is right now, given the dynamic nature of Illinois population.
So what's safe in 2016, maybe not so safe in 2018 is what you're suggesting?
Well, I mean, it was safe in 16 because it went unchallenged, right? That made it safe. So, you know, we don't know what the vote totals would have been if he had a, you know, quality challenger, someone that had previously held public office.
Scott Schraufnagel chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Scott, next Friday, we'll look at the Democrats running in the 14th Congressional District and look at the 17th District, where the candidates are already looking ahead to November.
Sounds good.